Bing Bang Boom.
Hey, who won that? Did you watch the Nuggets Timberwolves game?
Nuggets.
Nuggets won that game?
Yep.
Because that was the first and second in the
that
West.
Was one and two seed, so whoever won that game got one seed. Or
it's guaranteed a one seed?
Now in the lead for one seed.
Well, they're already in the they had the tiebreaker, right?
Yeah, that was the tiebreaker. I don't know if they have they might have more games to play though. They might have like two or three more games.
Because that's a big game then.
But that was a big game though. That's like one, two seed. I just wish that guy didn't get hurt on the Timberwolves. I think they would be a really good team.
I mean, they're still a good team.
Obviously. They're still obviously they're still a good team, but like they could like make a playoff run.
Yeah,
is what I'm thinking.
So real quickly, I don't want to go too far into a tangent about basketball. Announcements. Well, we're eliminating one now.
Sure.
So if you're listening to this, today is Thursday, April, today's the 9th? 11th. So tomorrow, the 12th, is the last day to register for the Hurricane Hoedown.
Hoedown, third round.
Which I think as of right now, we have 20 teams.
Do we?
Registered.
We got three other ones?
We have 20. At least, there might be like, I think maybe one person might accidentally register twice. It might be 19 teams. But we're either right on the money or one team short of that. So you have one more day to get registered for that. And then lastly, which means you're going to shoot a video after this, we're hosting a workout at Great Harvest May the 4th in the back patio area. Because I know some people have asked, like, we're going to work out in the parking lot. There is a back patio area at Great Harvest.
I've seen this first time today also. So
it's a cool little place. It's nice. On May the 4th, it'll be all dumbbell stuff. We will not have a workout here at the gym that day.
Oh, okay. So no Saturday walk.
Yeah, so that way we're pushing you guys to come out to Great Harvest. So if you have a friend or family member who's maybe been interested or just wants to come get a workout in, it's absolutely free to the community. We're going to bring all the dumbbells and the fitness and the fun. All you guys do is show up afterwards, and then you can hang out and have some food and some coffee and stuff like that. So what are we talking about today, Kale?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Kale always goes to these things going in blind, basically.
I'm going in blind these days.
And this might be a 15-minute podcast. Hell, I don't know. The last one turned into a lot longer podcast than I thought it would. But I've had a couple conversations, especially with like nutrition people here lately, about the difference between training and working out.
Okay.
And that there is a difference.
Sure.
That's a questionable sure. Uh-huh. So in my opinion, working out is just doing something to do something to check the box.
Okay.
Right, training is actually
like training for something.
No, not necessarily training for something. No.
Okay.
No, what I mean by that is you have intentionality behind what you're doing.
Okay.
So if you just kind of go to the gym every single day and you're just kind of like going through the motions, not tracking any progress, is kind of doing it for general health, which is fine to a degree, right? But I think most people want to see the fruits of their labor. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to come in, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a week, they probably want to see some type of progression to that, right? Like I want to see improvement, right? I especially think in a little bit of CrossFitters have a little bit more of a type A personality where you're not just always doing something to do something, you're actually doing to see some type of either physical change, metric change, some type of benefit to what you're doing to a degree, right? And yes, there are obviously the mental clarity benefits and, you know, how you feel and all those things are great, right? And those are kind of like side effects to it, right? But I think in the long run, you know, you want to see some type of general progression, like, okay, am I getting more fit? Am I improving? Am I getting stronger? Use that example. Compared to somebody who just goes in and just works out, you know, let's say for instance, as a normal gym goer who goes to like a Club 4 or like a Planet Fitness, right? There is no plan for a lot of people,
sure.
Right? They just kind of go in, they might get on a couple machines, you know, do some curls, do some, you know, some squats, get on the elliptical, whatever it may be, right? But there's no, and then the next time they come to the gym, the next day they come in, they do maybe a little bit of abs and they do the Stairmaster, right? And then it's just they kind of
like whenever you walk through, like whatever feels good, they're just going for it.
Exactly, right? And there's no general progression to this. And so, in which we've harped on this before about like tracking your strength pieces and things like this. And this is kind of going in line with like working out and training. So for instance, this is why we do our strength cycles. So on Mondays, for instance, right now we're going through back squat progressions, right? Which For some people, if they know their one rep max, we use percentage work for that.
Sure.
Right? And then on Tuesdays, we're doing push jerks as an example right now. Right now on push jerks and snatches, we are not using percentage work. So let's say as the push jerk as an example, like the first week we did the same exact thing every, was it every 90 seconds or every 2 minutes? We did 3 push jerks, 2 second hold the bottom, 2 second hold the catch. This past week was the same exact thing as we did last week. But the point of that was to, obviously we're working on form positioning, but the idea was to increase
loading
from the week prior. So if you're just working out, you're just kind of going by feel. Like, oh, you know, I just kind of just got the bar and I just kind of did my push jerks, right? And you're just kind of checking the box. Compared to, let's say you did 95 pounds on the push jerk the first week. The training aspect of this would be, I need to increase to 100 pounds or 105 pounds, mm-hmm. right? And this general progression of overload is what falls in line with training. And this is what helps excel progress from week to week and month to month and year to year, right? I think sometimes people can go into the gym for year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years and then look back like, oh man, I didn't really make that much progress in the last couple of years. It's because you're not training, you're just working out. Because you're not tracking these metrics and knowing from each individual week that you need to dial it up just a tad. Like I was having these conversations with my nutrition people, and it's one thing to train, it's one thing to train with intensity and intentionality mm-hmm. behind that, right? And the couple of people that I was talking to about this, after about 4 to 8 weeks, they were seeing humongous different changes in their body composition. And it's just being more mindful of what you're doing and not just kind of coming in and going through the motions.
Like week to week.
Yeah, and I think... and
or even day to day.
Yeah, day to day or week to week, whatever it may be. And for some, I think that's okay, right? If you have no aspirations or goals and... you know, to a degree, you're even somewhat happy with how you look, then this podcast probably isn't for you today, sure. right? Like, you're in this quote-unquote maintenance mode where I'm like, okay, everything's going great. I'm pretty happy with everything. As long as I stay consistent, I'm just going to maintain what I got. And that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think for most people, that doesn't necessarily...
doesn't give them fulfillment.
Yeah, or resonate with them per se, right? They're like, I would still... if I'm going to come in and like... you know, I enjoy training. I love working out, right? But to a degree, I like to see improvement start to happen, right? Or I want to see some type of inkling that what I'm coming and doing is working. And that's where, on the athlete side of things, that kind of falls into your responsibility as an athlete to make sure you're tracking your metrics and trying to improve upon those, right? Like, I know you as a coach, you know, you sometimes you're like, dude, I saw you last week doing 95 yeah. pounds. Why are you doing 75 pounds today? Why are you barbell hopping based off who you're with today, right? Like, you should be basing this off you, not whatever else, sure. on your group of people that you're doing push-ups with.
Which happens a lot.
You know, I know you call people out on that. Like, you know, last week I saw you doing 115 pounds. Why are you not doing more weight this week? And so, but still at the end of the day, you can't do that with every single person that comes walking yeah. into the gym. And the same goes for if you're doing orange workouts all the time. Well, at some point in time, you're going to have to make that and bridge that gap over to blue, right? So you have to have some type of plan in place to bridge that gap over, right? And it could be something simplistic as, okay, what are things that I'm better at? So maybe you are an athlete that has better conditioning, but maybe just not very strong, right? So for the next 90 days, I'm going to do all the blue conditioning pieces, right? So I'm going to do the bike pieces, the run pieces, the jump rope pieces, the box jumps, the burpees, things like that as an example. And the things that I'm weaker at, right, like the barbell, I'm just going to keep it orange, right? Well, once the 9 days goes by, okay, well, now I'm going to try to, the next 90 days, try to do some things I'm stronger at. In the, let's say I'm good at squatting, right? So being out of like all the strength pieces, like squatting, pushing, hinging, pulling, that maybe I'm compared to all these four things, I'm maybe a better squatter. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to do any squat movement, I'm going to try to do in blue for the next 90 days, right? And then I'm going to do the next one, okay? Any hinging movement, so like a deadlift or a dumbbell snatch, I'm going to do in blue the next 90 days. And it's just this systematic approach to what I'm doing.
Like an idea, right?
Yeah, and I think that's probably the number one thing that people probably, in a way of like a training aspect sometimes, ask is like, how do I go about getting to a higher color sometimes? And we've spoken on plenty of times in here about, you know, bridging that gap from one color to the next and not missing the train of stimulus. You might have to adjust the volume of what you do on something, right? So let's say maybe you do pull-ups or push-ups, but you know it's too much volume for you. You just simply just cut the reps down. You're not cheating. You're just modifying the workout the best you choose to see the next linear progression and improvement, right? And I say linear, it's nothing's ever linear about it per se. It's not like you start lifting 95 pounds and you start adding 5 pounds each week and you do that forever.
Sure. Eventually you're not gonna be able to.
Like if that was the case, you know, I'd be bench pressing 3,000 pounds by now, right? Like you're going to see plateaus and things like that. And then when that starts to happen, you shift to something else and you come back to this later down the road, right? It's having this mindset shift of that I'm not just working out, but I'm actually training. Because you hear people who quote unquote work out, right? And they might, especially like a new gym goer, right? Like say somebody in their first like 6 months of quote unquote working out, that you can hear like frustration start to maybe arise that you're like, maybe you're not seeing results as fast as they would like to see. Mm-hmm. And you kind of talk about, you know, what their training kind of looks like. And let's say maybe they've been consistent, right? Let's say they're coming in 3 times a week, but there is no thought to the process. They're just kind of coming in and just kind of doing it. And they're kind of like doing it where I'm kind of fatiguing and things like that. But on each individual week, there's no progression to what they're doing, right? And so that's ultimately all I was trying to get at with this, you know, like I said, we're only 12 minutes into this podcast, but like changing that idea of actually being intentional with what you're doing.
So what do you think would be easy? Like, do you think actually like having like a plan every day is the best way to go about that then? Like, look, let's say you like, you're at home, you look at the workout before you come, like, are you creating that plan then? Or just having like a general idea of like what you need to be doing?
So let's kind of use like two different scenarios here. So one could be more like in the way in the case like our gym. So you have like your strength progressions, right? So each individual week we talk about is the push strokes. Well, obviously being consistent with the days of your training helps out with that first off, right?
Yeah, like just getting consistent.
Yeah, being consistent with that. So if you're coming on Mondays, say Monday, Tuesday, Thursday is your days that you come to the gym. Anytime we start a new strength progression, the first week you're kind of going by feel, right? Because you don't really know what weight I can use right now because it's something new. We're starting a new strength progression. And let's bear that we're not using percentage work. Well, just like you said with the push jerks, is this is straightforward where, okay, so last week I did X weight. This week the coach is telling me I need to go heavier. My job last week was to track that. Whether it be in chalk it, notes, whatever it may be, even mentally, you can book, write on pen and paper. Maybe you can mentally remember those things. But how many times do you talk to people that are like, they don't know if they did the week prior?
Oh, a lot.
I would say probably that's,
dude, that's a big number.
Higher percentage than not, yeah. Right? That don't know what they did the week before. And that's where the disconnect of working out versus training comes into play. You should know what you did the week prior, right? Even for like, hey, you should use the same weight as last week because we're doing more reps this week. Like the RDLs we're doing on Thursdays, right? This week we're doing more, we're keeping the same weight, we're just increasing the rental reps, right? That's a form of progressive overload. If you don't know what you did last week, then you're kind of shooting in the dark, right? You're just kind of going through the motions again. Yes, you're coming in, you're checking box and you're working out. Oh, that's great, right? But I'm trying to give you that extra, you know, 10, 20, 30%, that's going to progress you that much faster. Right. And it involves such a small little bandwidth, mental bandwidth that you have to do now, right? Like,
I wouldn't even call that work really, but
It's just putting in chalk it or writing it down, but you got to know what you did the week prior to improve for the next week. And that's just that simplistic when it comes to the strength cycles, right? It's just knowing what you did the week before and then tracking that, right? Like same thing with your push-up progressions where, let's say I did those chunk sets, which by the way, crush people.
Dude, a lot of people were bitching about those yesterday.
Crush people. So like for me, I held 15 reps on the chunk sets. Well, not next week, the next week after that, when we go back to the chunk sets for a 70 EMOM, my job is to try to do at least 16, right? Like it's nothing dramatic. I'm not doing like trying to go from 15 to 20. I'm trying to add one extra rep, right? And it's the same thing across the board for all the strength pieces. Now, when it comes to maybe making jumps to a color, right? Your metabolic conditioning pieces, whatever it may be, those are the ones that are going to have maybe a little bit more tricky, right? Because with CrossFit, there's so many variables at play.
Scenarios,
different workout combinations, time domains, how things are paired with one another. There's so many different facets to that. So it makes it a little bit more of a hairy, not so straightforward like protocol to improving that. And kind of like I alluded to before is, let's say most people probably know about what color they do 80%+ of the time, right? I would say most people kind of know that. They might bounce from one color up or one color down. That's only like 20% of the time, right? Depending on what the workout is. But more often than not, you kind of know what color you fall into. And so I would, and everybody has a general idea as well of like, here's your things that I'm like better at. Here's some things that when I see it pop on the board, I know I'm probably going to suck at today. Like for me, for example, like I know anything high volume shoulder things, I'm probably not going to do that great on compared to maybe higher volume hinging as an example. So let's say that was me as an example, and I do mainly most of my workouts in blue and I'm trying to make that jump over the purple. Well, I know hinging is better for me. So for the next 90 days, you know, and you can do quarters, right? So, you know, from January, February, March, and then April, May, June. So let's say we're in the April, June timeframe. For the next through April through June, my goal is to do anything that involves a hinging movement, which would be like a deadlift, could be like a power clean, could be like a dumbbell snatch, a dumbbell power clean, anything that involves me, a kettlebell swing, anything that involves me breaking my hips and using my posterior chain, I'm going to do blue, right? And then everything else I'm going to do in orange. I'll do that for 90 days. Okay, once that's checked off the box, like, okay, I feel pretty good there now. Well, okay, what's the next thing I feel like I'm pretty good at? Well, maybe I'm good at pulling, right? So maybe I'm not too bad at pull-ups as an example. Well, for the next 90 days, I'm going to now do anything that involves a pull, like a pull-up or a toe to bar, I'm going to do in blue as well, right? And I'm still kind of bridging that gap over. And then you could also do as an example of just simply, let's say maybe you're just weak all the way around in the way like all the blue barbell movements I never can do because the weight's too heavy. And let's say we're doing X amount of reps. Well, for the next 90 days, I'm going to do half to three quarters of those reps in blue for 90 days. And then the next 90 days, I'm going to try to do all the reps in blue for the next 90 days, right? But that's the general progression.
That's the idea behind it.
Idea. Like, and it doesn't happen like overnight, right? That's a one tick in intensity and intentionality that I'm involving now into my workouts that I didn't do prior, is all I'm kind of getting at there, right? And it seems simplistic, right? And it really is that simplistic, right? That sometimes the best thing is like keep it simple, stupid. Like, yeah, you don't have to make it this big complex thing. And even like getting a coach to help you out and kind of map those things out can help out a ton, right? Like I know, like Kel will do check-ins with you guys and see like how things are going. Well, those are things that you guys can talk about is, you know, well, dude, I've been doing purple for a really long time and I really want to start doing some brown workouts. What do you think I should do? Mm-hmm. And those are discussions that you can start to have is like, okay, what do you feel like you're really good at? Like, well, I feel like I'm really good at like running in the body weight movements. Okay, well, great. Well, like, so we know probably all the barbell movements in brown or all the weights or dumbbell movements in brown are probably going to be a little tougher for you. So this is the next 90 days. Let's do all the body weight stuff in brown and we'll just see everything weight wise in purple. And then once we're good there, the next 90 days, like, okay, well, now let's try to cut down the volume a little bit. but let's do all the weight stuff in brown. Let's do half the reps or three quarters of the reps, whatever it may be. And you kind of use that as a general progression going forward. But that is the difference between working out and training. And like I said, and this might not resonate with everybody, right? For some people, they're not too concerned with that. But I would say even if you have no aspirations of improving, like trying to get better scores or higher colors or even necessarily getting stronger per se, and it's more about body composition, this is still in line with that.
Yeah.
Right? Like just like I talked about before, a couple of people I talked to about this, like training, like nutrition people I've been talking to, by simply being more intentional with their training, being consistent with their training, without making a lot of big differences in their nutrition, they were able to see bigger body. And the same thing with me. Like I've gone through these bouts of where maybe my training intensity is not as high. And then, you know, not really change up anything nutritionally wise. And then flip that switch and go a little bit harder intensity, a little bit more intentionality in my training. And I see body composition changes because of that. And even though I didn't change anything nutritionally wise, right? Like you're already coming to the gym. You're already spending the time. Make it worth your while you're here, right? And like just adding that little bit of a thought process behind it goes a really, really long ways. And I know obviously having a coach helps out with that. But you guys got to utilize it as well. Like, and some of that responsibility, what's that?
So you have to voice that though.
Exactly. Like we can't read your mind on it. And then two, like it's still partially your responsibility as a athlete and as an adult to still track that information. Like Kale can't sit here with a notepad like, all right, well, Jimmy did 65 pounds and Sally did 35 pounds and Bob did 64 pounds. Like it's just, it's not feasible for us to do that. You might just by memory and recollection, like be able to see somebody lift like, okay, I know for sure you did more last week, right?
That's like, normally what it is. Like you normally just see the weight on the bar and like, I know you did heavier than that.
Yeah. But you can't do that for all 20 athletes that are in the class at the time. And so hopefully this kind of gets the wheels turning for some of you guys and you start to kind of understand like, okay, that makes sense. I definitely have been just kind of coming in and like working out and not really putting intentionality behind it. And the good thing about this is that it doesn't involve any extra time.
Sure.
Right? It's nothing.
You're already here for the hour.
Yeah, you're already here. It doesn't really involve you doing anything more than really what you're doing right now. It's just having more of an idea of actually what you're doing when you come and then tracking that information by putting in chalk it or putting in your, like puts notes in your phone, like, hey, I'm doing this for the next 90 days. And then taking action on that. It's just that simple, right?
I like this one. I think someone's going to get something out of that.
So hopefully this is kind of a quicker podcast. I don't know if we've had one under 30 minutes in a long, long time.
Yeah, we haven't had one under, like, I feel like 50 minutes in a long
time. I know. We're usually jabbing a lot longer in this. And so so hopefully you guys got a little bit out of this. And like I said, if use a coach to help out game plan some of this stuff. Use me, use Kale, use Heidi, Lacey, Jennifer, whoever it may be that, is your kind of your normal coach. And kind of sit down with them and kind of say, okay, this is kind of what I want to do. What do you think is a good idea for me? And we can help you out with that. You're not shooting in the dark. Like you don't have to come up with this game plan by yourself. Because especially if you really don't feel comfortable with any of this stuff on how to map out a game plan, use us to help out with that.
We see y'all a lot.
Yeah. And even, especially like with Kale, like he sees you guys a lot more than me on a more consistent basis. So he would have a better idea, like based off what he sees to formulate a better game plan for you, right? Like, okay, dude, like kind of noticing that, days that we have a lot of squatting, you usually struggle on those days a lot. So let's maybe not try to make that jump from the squatting days, but maybe I know you're really good at, running, right? Running is a really good tool for you. You always crush run workouts. Well, then you can say, okay, based off that, like we can try to increase your run distances, whatever, as an example. That's just one of many. And so hopefully you guys got a little bit out of this. And if you got any questions like that, don't be afraid to reach out.
Shoot us a message.